You're listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast, as always, hosted by Rich Smith. You're now on the path to learning more about personal finance and achieving financial freedom. Are you ready? And now your host, Rich Smith.
The internet has opened up a world of possibilities for people who are looking for high-paying jobs who also want to be self-employed. Of course, many companies are offering a work-from-home option, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being your own boss, being a freelancer, having your own side hustle, making money on your own terms. So today, I'm going to share with you some of the highest paying self-employed jobs. Many of these are work from home style jobs where you can pick your own time, make your own money. And if you have some specialized training, great. And if you don't, I'll even point out some resources where you could learn some of this specialized training. You're not going to want to miss this. So you heard right. Some of the highest paying self-employed jobs are not the first to come to mind. I mean, if you're thinking you could just log on to a site like Rev.com and make a full-time wage, that's going to be kind of rare. Along those same lines, like hustling for Instacart or DoorDash is going to eat up a lot of your time, a little bit of your money in terms of like gas and wear and tear on your car. So today I wanted to dive into some of the options for things like freelancing and how you can make lots of money working from home on your own time. But before we do, please drop a little like down below for this video. It really helps with that YouTube algorithm. I really appreciate it, so thanks. Number one on my list is graphic design. Now, that umbrella term could cover a lot of different types of options, tasks, and roles that you could help fulfill for other small businesses. For example, designing logos and being a brand strategist is just the beginning of a good graphic designer. Marketing is a huge part of any business or company, and designing things like print items, business cards, I mentioned logos before, all play a key role in getting business awareness, brand awareness out there. And so you're going to be in demand locally, nationally, even internationally. And the internet makes it very easy to get your name out there with websites like Fiverr or Upwork. Now, graphic design may be one of the most lucrative self-employed careers out there. However, it does require some specialized training. For example, if you're using a MacBook, you might need to know software programs like iMovie, Final Cut, GarageBand. For this YouTube channel, I've had to learn how to use Adobe Premiere Pro, Photoshop, even a website like Canva. But the better you are at those and the more you get your name out there, create that portfolio of materials you could show a prospective client, I've heard of graphic designers making upwards of $50,000 or more here in the United States. Number two on our list is freelance writer and editor. I'll throw in editor. Everyone needs copyright. We're talking for social media posts, blogs, scripts for YouTube videos, having good grammar skills, knowing how to use and format different types of outlines and strategies when you're writing copy is key in every part of a business. That is to say that the need for a freelance writer and editor is never ending. You have to have knowledge of things like Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, SEO optimization, and basically you got to be good with words. So if you're interested in freelance writing, just be prepared to market yourself via a website like LinkedIn, or again, have a portfolio of different types of writing samples that you could provide a prospective client. I will say that the average salary annually here in the United States for a freelance writer varies greatly simply because they are usually paid drastically different. For example, some are paid by the word. It could be anywhere between 3 cents a word, all the way I've heard up to 60 cents per word. Then again, other freelancers would bid on a project and then basically just get it done for one set rate. Maybe sometimes that rate is hourly. And of course, the more experience you have, the better that professional portfolio will be when you're presenting it. A client wants someone who is not going to give them something with obvious grammatical errors, or it looks like something that, you know, some basic level like teenager would have written and didn't even bother to spell check or edit. That is to say that your rate can simply keep going up. Maybe the sky's the limit. The more experience you get and the more recognition and kind of networking that you do as a freelance writer. Number three on the list, believe it or not, is going to be accounting. Nobody in my world besides my accountant seems to know all the different tax laws, bookkeeping rules, the difference between like QuickBooks, FreshBooks, Gusto. Nobody knows any of this stuff. Now, that is to say that you do need to be good with math skills and some basic tax law, but you could offer your services both in person or online in any of those departments of accounting and find yourself in high demand. Doing my research, freelance accountants with no formal training can make anywhere between $30,000 and $50,000 a year. However, that is to say, there's a little caveat that you will need to be trained or you will need to get some sort of certification in order to essentially have a reputable, you know, resume to present to somebody who is interested in hiring you. And many companies offer that on-the-job training, so you simply could sign up with one and complete some tutorials or pass some in-service tests. Or you could research online how to get your own certifications and then start your own business. And number four on the list is going to be website design and development. I have talked to so many business owners who just have their business on the top of their mind that they just don't have the time to worry about updating a website or website design. So they often want to outsource that to an expert. And you could be an expert in a variety of types of websites. I've talked to people who deal strictly with Wix, WordPress, Elementor. The list goes on. They need to have a working knowledge of not only like graphic design, but also the behind the scenes of making sure everything runs properly, is updated. So again, going back to my graphic designer example before, if you have some experience in this field, maybe you've dabbled in website design, then you might begin to create a portfolio to offer to different clients and essentially show them that you are competent in that field and you could help execute whatever vision they're looking for their business. Now, in my experience, the average annual salary for a website designer here in the United States could vary drastically. I've seen as low as $30,000 a year full-time, all the way up to over $100K per year. I think that's simply just going to depend on the experience that you have and the number and type of clients that you are booking. A few honorable mentions before we wrap this thing up. Virtual assistant was on my list. However, many people are attempting to outsource this overseas. If you're not familiar with that term, virtual assistant, they perform like a variety of tasks for businesses that are just routine and it gets it off their plate to kind of focus on the bigger picture. Things like answering emails, scheduling social media posts, creating Pinterest items, or even editing and optimizing a YouTube video. Oftentimes, people post about these skills that they have to extend their reach beyond their local neighborhood. And that is to say that virtual assistants can be found all over the world for a variety of tasks. Their annual salary is going to drastically vary, but if you're interested in that field, simply think of what skills you could optimize and use for someone else's business. And the final one I want to mention is home improvement, like the DIY, the handyman type person. So many people out there need help with the small jobs that maybe you or I learned as a trade when we were younger, but they just never developed those skills. If you are handy and love home projects, then this could be a great option for you. Quick break from the show to talk about SoFi Money. One of the problems people have with money is that it's something that holds them back from living the life they want to have. That's where SoFi Money comes into play. It's the free bank account with no fees, and you earn cash back rewards whenever you spend and save. Right now, SoFi has an unbelievable offer where you get a $25 welcome bonus when you sign up for SoFi Money and fund the account with $10 or more. Thousands of you listening have already taken advantage of this amazing offer. And for everyone else, what are you waiting for? I mean, who doesn't love $25 free? At SoFi, they believe your money should help you achieve your ambitions, not hold you back. So check out my link to SoFi Money down in the show notes. And one more cool thing is that when you sign up, you're also helping to support this show. It's win-win for all of us. So check out SoFi Money today. The American Express Blue Business Plus credit card is my favorite business credit card. When we were building out this podcast and YouTube studio, we had a ton of large purchases. The flooring, heating and cooling, even a new laptop for editing. The reason I put all those purchases on my Blue Business Plus card is because I earn 2x membership reward points on all my business purchases, and that 2x applies to the first $50,000 in purchases each year. Not only that, there is a 0% intro APR on purchases for the first 12 months. And of course, there's no annual fee. Terms apply, and you need to have a good to excellent credit score. But keep in mind that your business lines of credit don't show up on your personal credit history, so long as you stay in good standing. So if you're in the market for a great everyday business card, then check out my link down below in the show notes to the Blue Business Plus card from American Express. As always, when you use those links, you help to support me and everything I'm doing, so I really appreciate it. All right, now back to the show. A couple of key takeaways. The best self-employed jobs out there that pay the most are often specialized online jobs that help other businesses. We're talking graphic design, freelance writing, accounting, and web design. However, those are just some of the ones that I came across in my research. I'd love to know what you think. So leave me a comment down below about your specific field of expertise. And if you don't mind sharing, what's the average annual salary in your area? Also, if you haven't already, don't forget to hit that little thumbs up button. It helps the YouTube algorithm get this video out to more people. I really appreciate it. Also, if you're new to the channel, don't forget to hit subscribe and ring that notification bell. All right, as always, I'm Rich, and until next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast. If you liked the show and want to know more, check out our website at teachingmillionaires.com. Remember to leave us a review, rate the podcast 5 stars, and if you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button.